Hey friend, are you asking yourself, is this what I really want to be doing with my life? I don't think so. I think there's something else that I'm meant to be doing. Welcome to the Painting Your Path podcast, where we have real conversations about what it takes to step out, be bold, and do you. I'm your host, Clarissa Castillo-Ramsey. Let's dive in. Welcome back to another episode of Painting Your Path, where we're going to talk about the journey of self-discovery through creativity. And this is a milestone episode, you guys. It's episode 100. Can you believe it? I started this podcast in mid-year 2022. And fast forward, here we are, 100 episodes later. Thank you so much for those who have been with me since the beginning. Thank you so much for everybody who is just now tuning in. And I do want to do something special for those who have taken the time to review the podcast. And I haven't done it yet, but I am going to create a custom art piece on canvas to one lucky winner, and hopefully you like my artwork, because that's what I'm planning to give away. And I'll share more about who that winner is once I pick somebody. But for this episode, I thought it might be fun to just share with you three invaluable lessons I've learned from this podcasting journey. And if this is your first time tuning in, I've said this for the last several episodes, but if this is your first time tuning in, I'm working through this vocal condition called spasmodic dysphonia. It sounds like I have laryngitis, and then there are moments when I have clarity. But it doesn't take away from my mission and my vision to help you paint your path. So now that we've gotten that out of the way, here's lesson number one. Doing this podcast has been consistent trips outside of my comfort zone. It's said that growth happens outside our comfort zones. I'm sure you've all heard that. And let me tell you, podcasting, especially doing these solo episodes, has been a constant reminder of this truth. Each episode requires me to push past self-doubt, all those little negative gremlins saying, "What are you doing? You sound crazy. Who's going to listen to this?" And embrace vulnerability. Whether it's reaching out to guests who I really want to have on this show, and I'm worried that they'll say no, or it's me sharing personal experiences, every step forward has led to personal and professional growth. And stepping out of this comfort zone has not only expanded the horizon of my podcast, but it's also enriched my life in ways I'll never imagine. I've had the opportunity to connect with so many inspiring people, and hopefully you've felt inspired after listening to some of the episodes. And it's just a reminder that, you know what, you won't know unless you ask. And that's what I have to tell myself. You'll never know unless you ask. So get over yourself, girl, and step outside of that comfort zone. So that's lesson number one. Lesson number two is busting perfectionism. Oh my God, I don't know about you, but I don't know. I've always just wanted to do things right, quote unquote right, and quote unquote perfect, but we really know there really is no such thing as perfection. And as creators, I think we can often fall into that trap of perfectionism, striving for flawlessness in every aspect of our work. But flawless to who? Who are we comparing ourselves to? And podcasting has taught me the beauty of imperfection. I'll never forget dropping an episode and two of my friends messaged me and said, "Hey, Clarissa, I think you might want to listen to your episode because at the beginning you're talking to your assistant. That didn't get edited out." And I remember feeling mortified. And I was so thankful that somebody told me, and I would have caught it. I would have caught it, but I just had to embrace that rawness and let it go. You know, live and learn. Live and learn. And embracing the rawness of things like that, and authentic conversations, and spontaneity of unscripted moments, because that's another thing I worried about. Oh my gosh, what if I don't know what to ask them next? And at the beginning, I don't know if you can tell, but I really did my best to script out the conversations I was going to have with my guests and even my episodes. But that can make it sound sterile and inauthentic in a way. So I have just learned to, you know what, roll with it and make each episode, as I've gone on, more genuine and relatable. And by letting go of the need for perfection, I've discovered the joy in embracing the process and celebrating the journey, flaws and all. And the last lesson that I want to share in doing this podcast, and I'm doing this in case you're thinking about starting your own podcast, and I think this one is the most important, and it's the importance of sharing your story. I believe each and every one of us is put here on this earth to share our gifts. I really do. And one of the most powerful aspects of podcasting is the opportunity to share stories, our own and those of our guests. And it really is through storytelling we can connect on a deeper level, finding common ground and understanding, knowing we're not alone, learning from each other. And by sharing our experiences, we inspire and empower others to embrace their own paths. And for me, you know, feedback I've gotten my whole career is, "Clarissa, I wish you would share more. I know you have good ideas, and we want to hear them." And part of even starting this podcast was to share my thoughts, push myself out of my comfort zone, and just show up. Flaws and all, even though, you know, that is really still something that I'm working through. And with this current health opportunity, with my voice, you know, this is something I cannot hide, you guys. And I think it's so important to not burn ourselves out, but share where we can, share where it makes sense, and let other people know that despite challenges and obstacles, you can still triumph. You can still take a step forward. And I believe all of our stories have that potential to uplift, encourage, and ignite positive change in the lives of others. And I hope that whether you start a podcast or not, you decide to share your story too. So that's all I got, you guys. There you have it. 3 valuable lessons learned from my podcasting journey. And join me next time as we continue to explore the transformational power of creativity here on Painting Your Path. And until then, keep painting your path with passion and purpose.
Thank you so much for staying till the very end. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with a friend. If you haven't had a chance yet, please write a review and rate the show. I would love to hear your feedback. And I also have a free resource guide for anybody who is asking themselves, am I on the right path for myself now? Or is there something else that I really want to do? Maybe you're in that quandary. Maybe you're wondering what's next. So head over to the show notes and you'll see my Painting Your Path framework guide. Download it and have some fun. Just start exploring. And if you're looking for a community, please consider joining my Facebook group. And thank you again for tuning in, and I will see you next week.